You've probably seen photos of actress Natalie Portman with her head shaved. Many of them are accompanied by the caption, "Natalie Portman with her head shaved." The movie for which she cut her hair is V for Vendetta. She plays a young English girl taken under the wing of a masked revolutionary, played by Hugo Weaving. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The comic book thriller V for Vendetta unfolds in a totalitarian Britain of the near future, some years after a devastating terrorist attack has led the government to put the kibosh on civil liberties. The model for the 80s graphic novel by Alan Moore and David Lloyd was clearly the Soviet Union by way of Orwell. But it was Britain's Thatcherism that inspired the project. And in the movie, it's hard to miss the mischievous jibes at the present U.S. regime. As written by the Wachowski brothers of The Matrix fame, V for Vendetta is not an earnest civics lesson like Good Night and Good Luck. The masked Avenger, who calls himself V, blows things up real good, and he gleefully chases his conflagrations with fireworks and a booming 1812 overture. Early in the film, V, played by Hugo Weaving, picks up a protege, aptly named Evie, and played by Natalie Portman, and he lectures her in the ethos of muckraking, burlesque, sexual freedom, and anarchism. He proclaims that people should not be afraid of their governments should be afraid of them. Given his habit of assassinating apparatchiks, exploding landmarks, and hijacking state-controlled propagandistic TV networks, his government is certainly afraid of him. With even retired Supreme Court Justice and Reagan appointee Sandra Day O'Connor warning recently of the beginnings of a dictatorship in this country, it seems like the perfect moment for this movie, which is often ridiculous, but more often riotously enjoyable. Like The Matrix, it's something of a pop hodgepodge, but I'm happy to say without that trilogy's ponderous religious allegory. V is part Zorro and part Cyrano, with a touch of Tim Burton's Batman. He's also disfigured, like the Phantom of the Opera. His mask is modeled on Guy Fawkes, who was executed in 1605 for his attempt to dynamite the English Parliament. And it's remarkable how alive that smiling, papier-mâché Fawkes visage seems, especially when it's underscored by Weaving's rolling baritone. Weaving was the Antichrist Agent Smith in The Matrix, and he's brilliant here, a ham bone with a rapier edge. Evie is a fairly colorless ingenue, but Natalie Portman's watchfulness and unaffected beauty keep you entranced and keep the movie from drifting into camp. Whatever else it is, V for Vendetta is not frivolous. One of the Wachowskis is reportedly in the midst of a sex change, and the film introduces a lesbian martyr to make a plaintive case for the right to be what one is. V's underground lair is crammed with works of art and literature forbidden by the government, and the penalty for possession is imprisonment or worse. In a grueling sequence, Evie finds herself charged with sedition.
Do you know why you're here, Evie Hammond?
Please.
You've been formally charged with 3 counts of murder, the bombing of government property, conspiracy to commit terrorism, treason, and sedition, the penalty for which is death by firing squad. You have one chance, and only one chance, to save your life. You must tell us the identity or whereabouts of Codename V. If your information leads to his capture, you will be released from this facility immediately. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You can return to your life, Miss Hammond. All you have to do is cooperate.
After Evie's head is shaved and she endures a marathon mental torture session, she emerges with a new fearlessness, and we expect great things. It's a lapse in the screenwriting that she's barely tested. She's like a Joan of Arc who never fights. And I wish that John Hurt's fascist chancellor, who's mostly seen on video monitors, weren't such an old-fashioned Hitler type. The movie might have seemed fresher, with more up-to-the-minute satire. But the director, James McTeague, who was the assistant director on the Matrix movies, achieves a delirious swashbuckler tone with splashes of bejeweled blood and dollops of Grand Guignol horror. V relishes his complicated schemes, and so does McTeague, who devises an amazing montage around the image of V exulting over a field of tumbling dominoes. V for Vendetta will doubtless outrage conservatives and unnerve fuddy-duddies with its magisterial irresponsibility. For the rest of us, the movie's pop art mixture of revolutionary symbols from history, literature, and painting is one subversive hoot.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.